You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can you speak on the title of the exhibition?
Yeah, so all the works in the show were kind of conceived as like individual poems, using like structure borrowed from poetry, but also imagery and, you know, basically sort of layout, like some of my photo collages sort of in stanzas and have a title. And then the chicken part, I guess the work, it's very domestic, like in terms of like chicken as a roast chicken, or a pet chicken laying your eggs. There's also, I guess, an element of vulnerability, or like the work's quite intimate, so I guess chicken can be being scared. And there's sort of, I guess, references to like motherhood and childhood as well, and this idea of a chicken kind of being like a baby or something cutesy, like I guess it's sort of a chicken in every in every aspect of the word. And I mean, we explore like notions of time and so chicken poems.
The exhibition features like a whole range of media, including collage, photography, video and sculpture. How did it evolve this way? How does it all work together?
I think from the start, we kind of, you know, as Sophie said, thought about the works as individual poems. The materials kind of revealed themselves. But I guess something that we established quite early on was that we wanted to work in a way where we were kind of only sourcing materials or using materials from stuff that we already have. So kind of, I guess, in a way, it's all found imagery, found footage, found materials for sculptures, but it's all stuff that, yeah, we own already. So kind of not really outsourcing or trying to kind of produce new things. Yeah.
Yeah, I think also we, you know, frequently find parallels in our preoccupations. And it sort of occurred to me that the way I was making like collages that are mostly photographic, that Oscar was working in a really similar way with like items of clothing. So there was just a sort of natural parallel, I think. And then the video work is the piece that we've made together.
An integral theme of chicken poems is change. How was this idea explored through moving image and accompanying forms and media or other aspects in the exhibition?
There's a lot of change in the show. As a whole, the works kind of span, what would it be, 30 years? So like the earliest footage in the film being of me, I'm the older sibling, probably be about 1993. And then sort of right up to work we've been making
last year.
So I mean, there are just so many changes that happen within that time, and lots of them are sort of parallel, but we're 10 years apart, so there are also things that are parallel happening in sort of different times and spaces. So it's called the changing room because it was originally a changing room when it was a broadcasting building. And just sort of fortuitously, I found when I was going through all my photo archives for the show, found a series of photos I'd taken of Oscar in a changing room in the art center in Christchurch when he was multiple characters, probably because you were the only boy in your ballet school. So that changing room sort of became an installation convention for us as well.
Dance is quite a significant aspect of this work. You sort of, I've read that there's like, you know, this moving image element made using existing dance films throughout your lives. I suppose those kinds of films or like home videos, you know, like I think that's quite interesting that dance just sort of quite feels, you know, like it's something that you probably do around people that you're comfortable with, you know, it's something that can be obviously quite candid and feels quite intimate to watch as well. maybe when you're watching it back. These are just kind of thoughts I'm having, but I guess I want to get your thoughts maybe on like dance sort of in relation to change in the context of these poems.
Well, yeah, I think it's interesting in the work, the film work that we've produced, because it does kind of slip between like archival family home videos and then works that Sophie and I have made independently that are very kind of dance centric or the recording dance. But I think maybe what we've tried to do with the footage is kind of dismantle it a little bit, and kind of it's almost turned into like a new choreography that kind of scrambles time and the context in which the footage is recorded, and it kind of just becomes this big soup of the language of movement or something.
I think as a way into the other works in the show as well, like Oscar is showing the dresses of his life. I hope that's okay for you.
It's okay.
The dresses of his life. So lots of them feature in some of the early home movies and performances. In my photo collages, there's a lot of like dance and body crossover, like photos of partners and self-portraits through pregnancy. And, you know, like it is all a bit of a soup. But I think that sort of performing body ties it all together. And it, again, it's that parallel between our experiences of being in the world, but also, you know, in different bodies and different times. And they just sort of keep like intersecting, those like experiences and interests through performance and dance.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Well, is there anything you'd like to add or speak about in regards to the exhibition or its opening or anything else?
We are hosting a dinner party at my house. So it'll be quite a limited amount of tickets available. Tickets are being kept quite affordable. It's basically anyone who wants can come over and just have a home-cooked meal and drink some wine with us. And maybe importantly, not in like a community building way, but more an opportunity for, I don't know, people to just be voyeuristic and just come and be part of our family for an evening, for a meal.
Awesome. And when's that happening?
Oh, good question. 29th of March.
Okay, cool. So people can find further details on your website?
Yes, just they can.
The Gus Fisher website.
Awesome. Yeah.
That was artists and siblings Oscar and Sophie Banan speaking to me about Chicken Poems, a new body of collaborative and parallel work showing at Gus Fisher Gallery. The exhibition includes collage, photography, video, and sculpture. Art Now writes that each work is conceived as a visual poem that explores radical intimacies with time and the creation of meaning through image/object relationships. Thematically, their work explores rhythms of living, such as cooking and food, domestic chores, personal ritual, familial and romantic relationships. For the exhibition, Sophie and Oscar have made a moving image work using existing dance films made of and by the siblings over the past 30 years. Chicken Poems opens today, February 21st, at Gus Fisher Gallery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.